We have become somehow or another a country where we have somebody walking out of a presidential speech and say, I don't have to worry about putting gas in my car anymore. I don't have to worry about my mortgage. If I support him, he'll support me. I want you to listen to this. This is audio that came from the 1960s. Now, you have to put this into context. This is the 1960s. We're talking about the former Soviet Union. Remember how we used to view communism? Remember how we used to view the Soviets? They were an evil, godless empire that were hell-bent to destroy us and destroy our way of life. It is true that's who they were. Well, when Khrushchev came over, remember, and he pounded his shoe, he met with a guy who was the Secretary of Agriculture for the Eisenhower administration. His name was Ezra Taft Benson. He met with Ezra Taft Benson, met with him, and then also talked to him about agriculture in the Soviet Union. This is what Ezra Taft Benson said about that meeting, and listen carefully, especially towards the end. This is what he said about that meeting with Khrushchev and the communists back in the 1960s. Special note. Remember where this, when this was recorded, and remember that Ezra Taft Benson's grandchildren are probably about your age now if you're in your 40s or 50s. Listen carefully.
I have personally witnessed the heart-rending results of the loss of freedom. I have talked face-to-face with the godless communist leaders. It may surprise you to learn that I was host to Mr. Khrushchev for a half day when he visited the United States. Not that I'm proud of it. I opposed his coming then, and I still feel it was a mistake to welcome this atheistic murderer as a state visitor. But according to President Eisenhower, Khrushchev had expressed a desire to learn something of American agriculture. And after seeing Russian agriculture, I can understand why. As we talked face to face, he indicated that my grandchildren would live under communism. After assuring him that I expected to do all in my power to assure that his and all other grandchildren will live under freedom, he arrogantly declared in substance, "You Americans are so gullible. No, you won't accept communism outright. But we'll keep feeding you small doses of socialism until you finally wake up and find you already have communism. We won't have to fight you. We'll so weaken your economy until you fall like overripe fruit into our hands."
The warning from the 1960s from the Secretary of Agriculture, Ezra Taft Benson. "We'll keep feeding you socialism until you realize you've already got communism." Is that where we are? Is that where we're headed? I contend we're already there, gang, with a good number of people. Again, here's the voice of the woman who just left an Obama rally. This is after that TV live shot just last night or the night before last. This is what she said after hearing Barack Obama.
"It was the most memorable time of my life. It was a touching moment. Because I never thought this day would ever happen. I won't have to worry about putting gas in my car. I won't have to worry about paying my mortgage. You know, if I help him, he's going to help me."
I have to agree. I never thought this day would happen.